Austin's number one fantasy sports show. It's the Wagner Wire. Presented by Audio Visual Consultations. From the East Coast, here's Wax.
That was pretty classy.
Welcome back to the Wagner Wire. I am apologetic that you guys can't hear the conversations that don't happen on these airwaves. Like, Smash just gave us the number one, the best liner of my life. And we can't even...
Yeah, we can't use that.
Hour number three! Man, that was great!
Ah, man, yeah.
Maybe in like 2004.
Oh, easily, yeah.
Could you? I don't even know if you...
Yeah, because
no,
had...
I think you could get away with saying it
right now.
No, because they had Benchwarmers back in 2004, you know? That wasn't a movie that's going to get cleared now.
Tropic Thunder.
That was like in 2000. Like, that was like late 2000s. So yeah,
man, I had the Red Bull down. I had it down. I had to. Ty had said something about what we're not allowed to talk about, and I closed my nose. I had pinched my nose off. I had it down, and then Smash just had the.
Yeah, I had to
put it over the edge there. Well, at least you
no,
didn't.
No, we can't send it over text either.
We love our listeners.
Yes.
We love our listeners. Oh, my God. Can we send it via text?
No.
They want to...
No. You can't. We love all
They're
our
listeners. They're not going to judge you, I swear to God.
No, no.
No.
I like all my jobs.
Oh, man. No, I don't think you'd get... I mean, I don't think you'd get...
The fact that we're even having to question it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
You're right. But I mean,
I say things all the time that I probably shouldn't be saying.
Yeah. He's like, you just never know.
Why?
I don't know. Aaron,
why do you question
Aaron said
it?
That's my best quality.
I think it is.
It's just saying whatever
yes,
comes to mind.
What, I think it's free spirited. I think it's free spirited. I think it's innocent.
You know,
I think it's awesome.
Yeah. It can make for really good radio and really bad radio, though.
Yeah. It just really depends on how it's presented.
But you don't. So I used to do that. I used to. Speak before thinking when I was in the producer's spot.
It's different when I'm here.
It is so different. I'm glad you said that because sitting in that chair and sitting in this chair is completely different.
It is.
You're so much more comfortable in this chair when that chair.
I'm way more comfortable in the booth.
When I'm flying the ship, like, I have to just fly.
No,
I have a hard time having a conversation when I'm trying to fly.
I'm in here just twiddling my thumbs. I'd rather just be constantly moving.
I get to focus. I get to actually get in entrenched into our conversation here because I go into deep. Before, when someone asks me a question, I actually take like 10 seconds to think about it and then ask or then respond.
Yeah, but back there you can think of your through your thoughts.
No, because
when
I was working back there, I had 7 shows to do.
Actual work.
When I was doing the morning show, like as the morning show was being done, I was getting stuff for Light the Tower. And then as Light the Tower was coming in, I was getting stuff for Midday with Trey and BK.
Yeah. I mean, that's part
then
of it.
As that
I've
was,
gotten so since I've started like with you on the weekends.
Yeah,
and
but you're
Saturday
only doing
shows.
One show. You're only doing one show though, right?
At a time?
No, for when you come in during the day, right, and you're producing. You're just producing for the morning show, correct?
Yeah, but I'm still getting stuff from I'm still having to like do stuff for other shows.
Right, but my point like
I understand what you're saying. You were doing
morning show 10 to 11, 10 to 12.
Yeah,
I was getting I was getting audio for Rod's show during midday with Trey and BK and getting stuff which Trey and BK were fantastic. They understood what I was going through.
The Night Talker?
The Night Talker. They were fantastic.
Not
they
the
understood
Night Stalker.
Like the rigorous things that you have to do as a producer. So they would gather their own audio, and stuff for their show, and try and give me a little bit of a 2-hour break.
Yeah, a lot of the audio now is easier because it can just be sent on Twitter, you know, and I can just play it off the PC directly.
So everybody wants to hear this.
Nah, I'm past it. But I will say,
everybody wants to hear Smash. We got to give the people what they want.
No, man, because I don't really know how that works.
We haven't thought through that.
Yeah, enough. Man. It's like I have other jobs I have to do. Now, if this is like my only, you know, discourse
I don't know
funding,
if we could replicate the like, exactly. I don't know if we could replicate the humor.
It wouldn't be
like you had that. This is those classic moments to where you just had to be in the
Think it would be more sad than funny.
Yeah, because see, it was lighthearted at the moment, but then I feel like it would just be more snide now that we have to like discuss it. You know, it's just one of those things that it's just guys, you know, just chilling. Yeah.
You know? You're making it sound like locker room talk. It was not locker room talk.
Well, no, it wasn't, but you know what I'm saying.
You turned it into locker room talk.
Smash turned it
into. I know.
I know, that's why. I was like, oh, that's my bad, you know? And I acknowledge that, and that's why it's not being said.
And it was about 5 seconds before we came back on the air, too. So
but
no,
I forgot. Look,
it was so bad that I couldn't get my bearing. I could not get my bearing. Like, that was, like, I had an intro for hour number three and everything, and I'm just like, where do I go? How do I come back from that?
I think that's what made it funny, though, is because you were messing with your nose because you had that Red Bull in it, and that just kind of like you almost had it and then lost it.
Done.
See, like if you don't see that part, that's like I think that's where the main comedy came from.
We need to get
honestly.
The Twitch cameras back up.
Why do we not have the Twitch cameras?
It's
going on
because they deleted all the scenes and you don't have a scene in there, so we just have to make one.
This is what I'm talking about. So a lot of things happened to this show on this radio station. A lot of this show's content goes missing, a lot of it, and it doesn't get to the air. It doesn't get to.
See, this is why we need a Patreon. So if people want to hear all the good stuff, like you can just have to pay extra.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
So there's some frustrations.
Hey, I did see on the text line here that the guy that's going to go see Janet Jackson, Ludacris, is opening up for her. Do you have any favorite Ludacris songs, Tyler? Is that just like a That Before Your Time too?
No, I love Ludacris.
Feels like I got a midget hanging from my necklace.
Whoa, now
we're not allowed to say that
M word. I cannot say it all the time. We've been talking about Natalia. You would love this story. Have you not heard about Natalia, the fake little person from Ukraine?
I have.
No,
I listened to the morning.
Oh my
news.
God! Well, I mean, Bucky, of course. He's been all over this.
Oh my gosh!
Oh man, but yeah, tune into Bucky and Aaron. But also, it's called. Imposter or something. It's Natalia Grace. Look that up on Max, the new HBO app.
Yeah,
which is awful.
That's a disaster.
I love it.
So
Max. No, but Max.
They added you can't call it HBO
Max.
If you have a bunch of different other.
I mean, they had Cartoon Network stuff on there before.
HBO
they had South Park.
Stands for Home Box Office,
not Cinemax.
Yeah.
So when I think of Mac, when I see Max now, like don't get me wrong, the app's good. I can use it.
Yeah,
but
the
when
app
I
works
see,
fine.
It's very confusing.
Exactly.
It's not. HBO.
We're a weekend. You'll be indoctrined here in the next month, I guarantee it.
No, because I always know that it was HBO.
Let me tell you something. Remember when HBO had those previews? Remember when you, like right before the feature presentation?
Yeah, of course.
And it went down the street.
Hell yeah,
right?
Man.
That and was then you saw the cars boom ba doom and you heard that you heard the music. And then it would, you'd go up through the city and everything. Then you'd rise up through the valley.
Yeah,
and be on the horizon, and then you'd go into space, and then you'd see you'd go into the HBO superstation.
Did we have internet back then?
No.
Exactly. Well, there you go. There's your answer.
Dude, it was
the
greatest.
There's your answer to why that's not a thing.
I hold that HBO intro right up there.
That was creativity.
Yeah. That got you pumped
to
see what was next.
I like just the
my nipples
fuzzy.
Were hard. I knew that
they are now because you were talking about it.
The static screen. Just like,
it wasn't
no. It was a whole like sweeping intro.
The one that like for the Sopranos, it was just you know the
oh yeah, and then it. Well, that's HBO. That's HBO.
Yeah, that's different.
That's their.
This was like
their
feature
stuff.
Presentation
this
stuff.
This is like an actual movie.
Yeah, or
this is like the Paramount. Like intro, kind
yeah.
Of deal. Yeah.
Yes. It would also play
yes,
before time. big boxing events, and when they had Wimbledon.
Would it be for HBO boxing? That's another thing too. Like back in the day, like HBO boxing with Teddy.
Jim Lampley.
Jim Lampley. Who was with Mills? The damn referee.
Mills Lane.
Mills Lane.
Yeah, man. Dude.
All right, guys, bring him in.
Let's keep it clean. Yeah, dude, I cry still that they canceled HBO Boxing, especially with Max now available. I don't understand how they do not have, you know, boxing. That was the home of boxing for the longest time. Man, it still makes me mad.
Are you still a boxing connoisseur? Because we, oh, yeah. I mean, that's one thing that our passions really were entwined with was our love and passion for prize fighting.
Yeah,
right?
Like, man.
We love wrestling, but I mean, back when boxing was
good. Dude, because they would show the replays on HBO all the time. You would see all the great fights from the 80s, and then of course I grew up with Tyson, so I was like always into it.
And people wonder why I have such angst against Jake Paul and stuff like that. It's because I felt like Jake Paul was watering down and making the sport a joke.
But then he knocked out Anderson Silva, and I'm just like, dang.
He's made it way more relevant recently. If anything, not maybe for good, for better or worse.
For better or for worse, it's being talked about.
But this is the thing. Like, I'm hoping that there will be a section of kids that go from Jake Paul to following the other like social media superstar in boxing in Ryan Garcia. Now, granted, he's not like De La Hoya. He's not like the greatest fighter ever, but he gets.
But hopefully,
viewers.
It leads to that avenue of approach to where they can go back and watch old fights.
Yeah, and then you know support the sport coming up because I mean right now I mean we're getting some super fights made. I mean that Bud Crawford. Spence fight that's going to be coming up. Like, that's going to be, you must
that'll
watch.
That'll be a headliner.
No idea who either of those
guys
are.
Okay, well, see, but it's that's for all to our belts. Point. You're not an avid listener of boxing.
Like
or
that's,
a follower.
But that's
boxing,
what sucks,
right?
though. Everything,
you'll bet on it.
I watch boxing.
You'll bet
like,
because you'll bet
twice
on
a month, though. Yeah. Okay. But I don't know either. Usually I have to do some research beforehand to figure out who either the guys are.
I mean, that part sucks. But
I know, like, Canelo.
Well, yeah.
And I knew Mayweather and Pacquiao and like that era, but now, since those guys got old,
it's been tough. Yeah. To your argument is the relevancy of Jake Paul.
But you got some great fights coming up. I mean, you got Fulton Inouye in Japan. I mean, Fulton's a heavy hitter. He might be able to upset Inouye, but I mean, Inouye is like one of the top pound-for-pound fighters out there. Then you got Haney fighting next. You have a big fight coming up in San Antonio on July 16th, July 8th, one of those 2 weeks, and that one.
Are you gonna be calling that?
No, but I'm gonna go see it because I mean Ortiz. It should Virgil Ortiz is fighting, so that should be a good atmosphere. And I want to, you know, I have to go mingle. I have to go see who I can talk with who worked for the Zone.
Because
you just never know where your next gig
networking
is going to come from.
For sure.
Yeah, so yes, I am going to go, but I'm not working yet. Never know.
Bring back the old. But like you know how NFL Network right now is showing classic games, right? Like,
yeah.
Let's bring back ESPN Classics to where we're bringing back classic bouts.
I just don't think people watch them anymore because now you have YouTube and you can just pretty much look it up almost at any time. And
that's sad because those are really good. Awesome bouts, man. Awesome.
Oh,
bouts.
You're saying boxing, but you can still do the same thing on YouTube. Most of those great fights are available. And I mean, I've seen so many that I had missed, you know, the first time around because somebody has some rip stream and that put it on YouTube. And it's always great. I just like to go down the rabbit holes. I mean, because regular TV doesn't excite me as much as it normally does because I usually just use it for real sports in real time. But I don't know. I'm highly entrenched in YouTube and the people that make the content.
Damn, we missed tip of the week.
Let me.
Not tip of the week. Just the tip, rather. We missed just a tip on the last. You know how we do the segment for Smash or Pass in the last segment of the hour. Well, last segment of the second hour is supposed to be just a tip.
Sorry, man. We totally took it off.
What was the tip?
The tip is I'm taking Miami in the points tonight.
Ooh.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Was it minus eight?
I'm with you. I gave you that tip earlier, too.
Oh, did?
Yeah.
I thought you said you're going against.
No, I said I have 8.5, and I bought 2 points.
To go 10.
I have 8.5, and I also have a bet where I bought it to 10.5.
Got you. You're shaving up?
Yeah. I mean, it opened at 9. It's gone down a little bit. I think they'll keep it close. I mean, they were getting their butts kicked last game and got it within 11, which I bought two points on the 9-point spread last time and pushed there. So I think Jimmy Butler, they know how important this game is tonight. They'll get it done. They'll cover.
TCU style.
I'm almost to the point where it's wrong team favored. I'm starting to feel like Miami could. Guys, don't try to convince me. All right, okay.
I did want to finish up the HBO intro thing real quick.
Go ahead.
I hold that up to the pantheon of introductions right next to Rambo Rock when the NBA used to be on NBC.
Rambo Rock?
Round Ball Rock.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, anytime you heard that song, it's the NBA Finals on the NBA on NBC. It's like that song. Yes.
There it is, Jack. Yeah. Yes. We don't have to do the acapella.
They still play that.
I think Fox bought the rights for it for college basketball, but it doesn't hit the same, man. It doesn't hit
the
same.
With the electric guitar? Have you ever heard the axe with it?
Oh, where you have the long version? Yeah, man. It's actually a John Tesh song. Do you know who John Tesh is, Ty?
No.
Oh, okay. You're not missing much. But
you're all right, Ty.
Yeah.
You're all right. You're going to be okay.
Like, but see, I feel bad that song doesn't like excite you the way that it excites us, because I mean,
that song excites me. Yeah.
No, just but the NBA.
Yeah, but
NBC.
Going back to the HBO intro.
Yeah.
You can you look that up, Jack? Look up the HBO intro. Okay.
Yeah. Why
city
do intro.
Why do I talk like Peter Griffin when I say Jack?
Because you're from
Because
you're from the Northeast.
Hey, Jack. Can you look that up, Jack?
How far is Providence to Baltimore?
Like 3 hours.
Yeah, more. See, not that far. Just a lot of different cultural.
Yeah. Quahog. Going to Brown. Yeah, Jack. McFarlane. Seth MacFarlane is
I'm concerned
one of
about
my favorite talented
actors. Is he from the Northeast?
I believe he is from Massachusetts.
You wouldn't be able to do all those voices that well without
being
from that area.
Without having the accent there. Already.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about this writer strike, man. I'm wondering, because like
Monday Night Football, Hank Williams Jr., that's another one, man.
Okay, yeah, that one goes hard too.
Are you ready for some football?
Especially with the piano, that dun 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 dun
the
dun.
Old
dun,
school.
Dun.
I mean, and then they started implementing like.
Do you want it?
No, what's her name?
Carrie
Underwood. They started doing that with the Monday Night. You know, that's Sunday Night.
You know what the worst one ever
Sunday
is?
Sunday Night!
I don't know if you can find this, Jack, but the NBA playoff anthem with Pitbull from a few years ago.
I don't
know. Oh, on ABC?
Yeah, it was like,
playoffs.
Timber?
Playoffs.
Yeah, it was like the Kesha song?
Look up NBA playoffs Pitbull and try to. Know.
Man, Jack has a lot of work.
You
now.
Will know exactly, but it goes. It's like one of the worst songs.
Is this the right HBO thing? I don't. There was not a lot of guidance.
That's it.
That's all you need, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
But now look. Don't look at me. Look at the video.
Yeah, the video is where it's at.
It was the neighborhood thing, and now it's a
now you're going up in the sky, right?
Yeah. HBO.
The HBO ship.
Yeah.
The mothership with
a P. Like, you know, it's like a big time. You got your popcorn ready.
Now you're ready for your feature presentation. Don't you look at me.
Yeah.
You look at that screen.
Yeah. Take it all in.
Are you ready?
World premiere presentation.
Yeah.
Are you ready? It's 1984, Jack, and you're about to watch Terminator. Got your popcorn ready?
I was going to say, they were still showing that in IE2, and you'd be watching Terminator 2.
Look, he's intrigued. He wants to go. Look at him.
It's all like, yeah.
I'm a little lost.
That's okay. Maybe it's an intrigued face.
Sure.
Maybe not.
I've never seen Terminator.
The first one?
James Cameron?
Have
you seen Avatar?
Yeah, I'm not.
But you won't
I'm not
see.
A huge fan of Avatar.
And
really? Are you serious?
No, I'm not
a fan
either.
Of Avatar?
Oh, there is the playoffs one. Yes, I forgot about this.
The Kesha song on here too.
Yeah,
you'll never get me to say a bad word about Mr. Worldwide.
Kesha's really good live too. Saw her in South Padre one year.
I've met Mr. Worldwide at La Plaza Mall in McAllen, Texas. So before he was Mr.
Why
Worldwide,
was he in McAllen?
Because he was promoting some show at some club at the time. He was not Mr. Worldwide at the time.
Was he Mr. 305 still?
Not even, man. He was like a nobody at the time. Who would have known? You know, if I would have known, I would have got the autograph that day, but it just didn't look like it had that type of promise.
Speaking
I'm just
of
saying.
Like songs like that, you know what song I still love that I think goes hard? It's by Flo Rida. You spin my head right
round.
That, like, that's still
round,
like one of my favorite.
That's a cover, right?
That's definitely.
Dead or
it's
Alive.
It's an 80s new wave one hit one.
Yeah,
that's probably why you like it.
Yeah,
so
it's
much.
Dead or Alive.
No, but I mean, it's you know what it is, though? It's not really Flo Rida. It's the female artist that's in that cover as well. It's her voice. Like, her voice is
real sultry,
captivating.
Flo Rida was my childhood.
Was it?
I was like fifth grade, sixth grade for me. That song in particular.
What are your favorite?
I always think
Jack
it's funny that you guys know the Superman.
An eclectic savant of music back there. You are more like Austin.
I mean, he was
country.
Talking about Creed.
I like
you
everything.
You do. I mean, you like the Creed. Though.
Growing up, like reggae, ska, country, rap, grunge. I love 90s rock the most, probably.
You Smash know Rancid, Ty?
Rancid?
For ska punk?
I have not heard of Rancid.
Time Bomb's a good band, good song.
Time Bomb's by Pepper.
There's...
What? Flo, listen to this from the Specs text line. Flo Rida just won an $85 million lawsuit versus the energy drink Celsius.
Do you drink Celsius? No, right? Nobody drinks Celsius.
Didn't
here?
Pay him for being a brand ambassador. Now, I think my wife actually drinks Celsius.
Well, she might not have a drink to have anymore pretty soon.
I think that rant, yeah, I think Time Bomb covered Rancid on that, or Iration covered Time Bomb. So
it's also, it could just be.
I will listen to that during the break.
Similar name.
I don't know. 1995 is when the Rancid version of it came out. So we'll figure that out.
Can I ask you guys this real quick? I heard that the kids were back into the Deftones. Is this true?
No!
Deftones
you
and like Smashing Pumpkins are renaissancing on TikTok.
What'd you say, Jack, about Smashing Pumpkins?
Little White Pony?
Deftones and Smashing Pumpkins are the latest TikTok renaissance.
Why? I love Smashing Pumpkins. Smashing Pumpkins has been my top three bands
like Pink
forever.
Floyd is I love, was the latest
actually, probably
one.
Vampire's probably my favorite Smashing Pumpkins song. I love Today, but Vampire's probably like just the message that Billy is giving.
Mayonnaise is my favorite.
Mayonnaise is all right. Okay.
Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
That's what you're thinking of.
What?
Bullet with Butterfly Wings, are you not?
No.
What song is called Vampire by Smash Mouth?
Despite all my rage.
That's Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
Oh, I thought it was Vampire.
Eh, it's close.
See, there you go.
It's not called Vampire?
I knew what you were talking about.
I knew
is it not called Vampire? This no. My, no, for 20 years. Oh, wow.
Despite all my rage.
Did it change? Because I knew it was called Vampire at one time.
Deadliest Catch intro? Yeah.
You got Mandela affected. I think that's what happened to you.
No effects on the text line.
Wags.
I'll take
the
that.
Look yeah. on the wags. Like the no look effects. On your face right now.
Red. I know.
It needs to be a visual show. I'm just saying.
I have read. Yeah, no
because
effects.
Because he goes, the world is a vampire.
No, but I've read Vampire like on MTV. I remember when that used to come out. I'm telling you, man.
Mandela effect, bro. I don't think that.
Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
Yeah, because I mean, I had that whole album.
I promise. I knew exactly what you were talking
and
about.
And I was really
I was
into.
Like, that's not the name of the song.
I am picturing myself sitting in my grandmom's room in the chair in my living room in the chair, seeing MTV pop up and seeing the credits pop up.
What is it like? 90% of memories we have are altered in some critical way.
Yeah, man.
That's makes them.
Don't you get psychological
different.
And philosophical on me? I know we got a break, Jack.
Horn no psychologists, effects. If you're listening,
they might be giants.
I do like they might be giants. You're MXPX. Not the boss of me.
Take me down the road. All right, hey, we got to take a break. On the other side, we'll get back into this conversation. It's the Wagner Wire.
If you want to make a move, then you better come in. It's just ability to reason that we're so thin. Living and dying and the stories that are true. Sink or do a collapse, knowing when you're through.
There you go, Jackie. Bringing us in with a little bit of punk.
Have we talked about this? Your favorite punk band is?
Is this Time Bomb?
This is Time Bomb. By
different.
The,
okay, so different Time
Bay
Bomb.
Bay Area band Rancid. But we haven't talked favorite punk bands.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one. Actually, my gut goes to Bad Brains because when I was a kid, they just played so fast. They're from D.C.
Yeah, that's I'm shocked. I'm like...
I, Regulator.
Where? How do you get your source
you get
of
this from, man?
Music knowledge?
Like, just being in like music circles as a, I don't want to say I'm a musician. I play guitar. I'm not like a professional, but you know, you just meet people, you hear things, and it kind of snowballs.
Artists, yeah.
You, like, I hear Bad Brains, and that pushes me to Descendants, and then Minor Threat, and then.
Did you ever listen to OAR?
No,
I did. I love OAR. OAR.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube for our generation can show you a lot of music. If you just go, if you in college, I would sit on my couch, have a good time, and then just flip through videos I'd never seen before of bands I'd never seen before, and then save it on my phone.
Look up "Crazy Game of Poker" by OAR. It's probably their most known. But they got a. I mean, you want to talk about deep tracks? I mean, it's OAR's awesome.
Well, thank you, Jack, for Rancid, though.
Yeah.
I'll be checking them out today.
Yeah, I was big into like Green Day and Blink-182 in like middle school. And then they were like, here are my influences.
But which Green Day? Like early Dookie Green Day or like emo phase Green Day?
I loved it all at the time. But now I'm not crazy about the later. I love Dookie, and I still, Insomniac is still big place in my heart for that album.
The Chili's, to me,
we were just here last week.
Kept their brand pretty authentic and original without having to conform to like emo and stuff like
the Chili Peppers.
Yeah, I thought the Chili. I mean, they were putting like when Stadium Arcadia came out during emo. Like, I mean, you could argue that it was probably.
That was like the alternative to the emo sound.
Okay.
Though,
okay.
Yeah. Californication.
Like that like genre music was going on at the same time,
but it's still alt rock.
It still has some punk influence, but
did Californication have punk? Or would you say
some of the songs
Stadium Arcadia was punk?
Some of the songs do.
It really just depends on the song. Yeah.
That's why I like ska and that kind of like type of music is because it can hit so many different genres. Like you could have like a full reggae song and then a full-on punk.
But see, that's what I liked about the 90s is just like, oh, anything could have been a hit because you had like Chumbawamba,
Bad Religion, Good Call.
You had like Mambo Number 5. All these things were like random top hits, right?
Isn't Mambo Number 5 rated as like the worst song
ever? It is. The 90s was a tough time, Ty.
Honestly,
it's my favorite decade of music, though.
I know.
It's crazy.
Two things. Honestly,
Daft Punk came. I mean,
that's true. Around the World came out during that time. But
this guy still goes through. They had so many hits, but that was his like. So that was his intro for the soccer show. So he loves that song.
Oh, that was for the segment.
Or yeah, the segment around the world.
Yeah,
that was the intro. I never heard. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, man.
No. Why did you use that as the intro?
Around the world.
Because the way that we had segment out, that's when we would talk. Because
they would go
stuff.
Around. They would go around the world of soccer and talk about it. That was were in the 9 o'clock hour before we took over the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah, man. It's like
you and who else?
Kit, Zach, and Garrett Green at first, and just saw Garrett. He's working with the Space Cowboys.
Yeah, he's doing fantastic stuff, man. He's
triple-A ball, man. He's one step away now from the majors.
One step away, yeah. I remember when he was, you know, thinking about going out there and taking the position, and, you know, he didn't know if he was making the right move or not. And
yeah.
Looks like it was the right move.
Oh, no, definitely the right move. I'm happy for him, man.
100%. I love when our friends, you know, have a
I like
lot
having
of
friends
success.
In high places, too.
100%.
Most producers of Bucky and Aaron. I've gone on to do big things, so I'm hoping I can live up that tradition.
Well,
you're doing this show.
Hey, well, at least, so I got that going.
this is a big thing.
So there's that. So I got that. No, but there's definitely, so my career has taken off in the tech industry.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't have to be in radio.
Right. That's, for whatever reason it is, I'm not on the air during the day. So
I'm
probably really terrible.
How's the video game world? How's Apex?
Video game world is fantastic. We actually have, you know what?
You getting bored of Apex yet?
No. But there's some other stuff going around or going down with the video game.
Okay.
Stuff. So
I know everybody's very excited about the future college football game coming out
next
year.
So I don't want. To
can't
get
talk
in a conversation.
Yeah,
I know
you can't
this.
Ruin that. Yeah.
I don't want to get in a conversation about this. But yeah, it is there is a lot of hype and a lot of energy going into the studios.
Dude, that's so cool
right
though,
now.
Man. Because I'm
can we talk about it?
You guys can talk about it all.
The emphasis in franchise mode or dynasty mode, which I've heard is a thing. That's huge.
They're bringing
for me.
It back thank God.
Because the fact that Madden that they haven't put any like they haven't made any changes in franchise mode in years, they've actually
taken
it
out. We can talk about hypotheticals all you want.
But yeah, it's like, I think the dynasty mode, if they do go all out on that, that would be
huge. I would love to see them
bring
back.
I would like to see endorsements be implemented.
What, like NIL?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
It's a big part of the game.
You say that.
Okay.
It would be a pitch. You know what I mean? So it would be like a pitch. You know how the coach has to go and say, oh, we're conference contenders.
Yeah.
So what job, sorry to interrupt you, but what job at EA, is there a job where people just come up with ideas like that?
Uh-huh.
And like, uh-huh. Just like a room of people.
Uh-huh.
Me and my buddy do that for 2K all the time. We're like, you know, it'd just be a little bit.
You could be on the creative side of the house.
No, it's just, I know that probably seems like
producers?
A really easy job. Because
it seems easy.
It seems easy.
It seems easy.
But then, I feel like a lot of ideas are shot down.
And you got to know software.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, that's kind of not easy to do from that the technical side of things.
Yeah, you got
to
know code. I mean, you got
to
know.
That would be a really cool job to have, though.
So
reading Reddit comments,
Right. the past 6 months has been the coolest work that I've done in.
Can't say that.
No, because I've been a Marine.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It has been very cool on the private side of the house.
I'm going to say coolest civilian work you've probably done.
No, because I love radio and I love meeting. Like,
I don't believe. Your fans that stare at you while you eat?
I don't believe.
Are you going to go back down that road?
No. I'm just saying that sometimes, like, you know, I'm trying to have a meal and sometimes, if somebody, like, look, I don't know about you.
Damn it.
But sometimes when people meet me and like they're like, oh, I listen to you on the radio, and then like you have that friendly conversation where it's like, hey, thank you for listening, that's really great, I'm gonna get back to eating, and then kind of just like hang around.
Imagine how it is for people that are like actually famous.
Exactly. So yeah, I'm just all like, man,
not D-listers.
I think we're more like X-listers.
Dude, I'm not even on the list, man. That's what sucks.
But I mean, this was a cool gig because the past 8 years. You know, being a transplant in Austin, I don't think that I would be able to embrace the community without having this show, or the community embrace me, rather. It's made for a really cool relationship with a lot of people whenever I do go out and meet fans. But the one the craziest experience to speak of this was me being at, and it's no longer there. I was at a third base.
Oh, I remember that.
And like I ordered my meal, and the dude like four seats down from me, I can feel him staring at me.
Oh, I was like, he's trying to pick you up?
No. And he just looks and he goes, dude, you're gonna think I'm a little weird. And I was like, bro, I already think you're weird. you're staring through my soul. He goes, are you Ben Wagner? And I'm like,
how do you know my government name?
Well, first off, that's I got real defensive. Like I reached for a gun that I didn't have. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, wait a second, dude. How does this guy know me? You know what I mean? What have I done to this dude?
Yeah,
like,
for real.
You know, are you from back east? You know what I mean? Like, where are you from? No, but I mean, it's funny because I don't even own a weapon. I don't even own a gun. But my first instinct was to go to my side. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I don't have my M4 here. I don't have my 9 here. I'm not in the military anymore. What is going on? You know, and it's funny that where your instincts naturally go. And he goes, I'm a fan of your show. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then all of a sudden, I'm just like, wait. and then I put my fork, like, I remember I'm eating the sampler, and I put my fork down because I'm eating the boneless chicken. And I was like, dude, I wiped my mouth. It's like, you have no idea how creepy but cool that is. You know what I mean? Like,
I was at Best Buy the other day, and I was checking out, and they, like, you know how they're like, oh, what's your phone number for your account? And the guy typed it in, and he was like, hold on a second. Where do I know you from? And I was like, the same kind of thing. I was like, I don't know. Where do you know me from? And then he was like, oh, you're on the horn in the morning. Yeah, he's like, I listen to y'all way too much. And he was like, tell Bucky I hate him, but I love him. And I was like,
like the first question you get all the time? Because obviously I'm not as famous as the other ones, right? But the first thing is like, hey, man, it's really nice to meet you. I listen to you. I catch you on the weekends and stuff. But, oh, you got to tell me, man, what is it like with hanging out with Bucky?
Yeah, no. Usually
first question I get is, Bucky that crazy?
And then my usual answer to that is, you should hear the conversations we have during the break.
Yeah, exactly. I told him, like, you have no idea, man. Like, you just,
he's authentic.
Buck is Buck, and there's only one. There's
and Aaron's
only one
great
Buck.
Too.
Yeah, 100%.
They both bring very different elements to the show. For
Aaron's
sure.
One hell of a driver. Yeah, he steers the hell out of that show.
Especially with the addition of me.
Yeah,
now.
You guys, because it's a wild ball of fire, man. What you guys got? It's a great show, great product of what you guys put on there. But yeah, that's usually the first question you get is, hey, is Bucky really that good?
Yeah, we always want to know about Bucky.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he's usually a nut job, man. But not, and then the same, another thing, like with the DMV, like I was trying to renew, I was delinquent with it. I was like 4 months delinquent, and the guy goes, Adam Wagner, are you Wags by any chance? And I'm like, yep, yeah, dude. And then I tried to pull in the
well, I'm in radio, so I don't get a chance. You know, I'm here all the time, so I don't really get a chance to renew. And he goes, you realize you could just do it online, right? I'm like, oh.
Wait, you got to re-register your car?
Yeah, you got to re-register. But,
I've never done that.
I'm a veteran.
you haven't updated your sticker?
No, I actually just sold.
Well, you just got
a new car. Yeah, well, I don't know if y'all have seen it yet, but I sold my old car to my neighbor, and I didn't, I hadn't gone and got my inspection in like 2 years.
Well, yeah, you gotta do that, Todd.
But no, but not because anything. It was like, I mean, yeah, my car was jacked up. Well, I mean, might have not have passed an inspection at the end, but it would have in the meantime. And they were just like, so why didn't you do that?
That's that.
And I was like, well, I'm selling you the car for $1,000. So like, I don't know what's wrong with
you
it.
You can like, take care of it.
You're like, final sale, bro. Yeah. Final sale.
You Kelly Blue booked it? Blue booked it or whatever?
It was worth eight grand. Like without everything wrong with it, around the same mileage. So I was just like, I want to get out of my driveway. My neighbors needed a car. Worked out for both of us. They did all the work in their driveway, and they got a nice car now.
Oh, that's good.
Good on you. Right.
And I got $1,000 in my pocket.
Have any of you? We got another text line in. Have any of you guys ever heard of the Ramones? I don't know.
The Ramones?
Who's that?
Like Jake Ramone?
Like I thought it was Jimmy Ramone.
No, you mean John Ramone?
Something like that, right? I think I've seen him in a video once or twice, like, you know, randomly late at night.
Are you joking or no?
Bits aside, I wore a Ramones t-shirt like every...
Jack, you can't allow us to have any fun?
Yeah, man, come on. Have you heard of the Ramones?
I knew y'all.
Marky? Like every other day.
That man. Red Bull hit me just like at that moment. I was like, wait, I thought I was in a fever dream for a second.
Chugging a Red Bull.
I was like, Marky Ramone hosts like a whole segment on XM.
I mean, if this anybody needs to be sponsored, that it's not even tangerine, it's apricot. It's orange.
It's just orange.
You're the one that told
you. Yeah, you might say apricot on here, but it's orange. I don't care what you say. You want to label it as apricot? No, it's orange. It don't taste like apricot to me.
Drinks are, they taste as the color they are.
Okay. Strawberry plus apricot, the blend of those two flavors, tastes like orange. Okay.
It just sounds like fruit medley at that point.
And it's in an orange can. Guess what? It's orange.
Apricots are orange.
It's orange.
I'm just like, I guess.
It's my favorite Red Bull.
It's amazing. Is it not?
It is.
Hey, Ty, were you ever around for Four Locos?
Little Stolio orange?
Yeah.
Yeah, I came up on Four Locos. The good stuff?
Yeah, the original.
The good stuff?
Caffeinated ones? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Texter chimes in and says the Ramones were an original punk band in the early 80s. Early 70s, rather.
Really?
No. So, dude, like, I am completely messing with you. Yes, Joey Ramone, I'm very familiar with the Ramones.
Have you seen the movie? Have you seen Rock and Roll High School? It's bad.
Terrible?
But they're in it, and it's a movie.
Yeah, but you're like, they're in it, and it technically is a movie.
Sure, but we got to take a break and listen to the Ramones. Get caught up and get familiar with the Ramones.
We're almost out of here, huh?
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, we are. God.
Time flies, bro.
I could stay in here for a while. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I said during football season.
So I would like to implement that. I would like to have a red zone channel. I think that's great. I've been pushing for that. So have I. I've been pushing that for a couple of years, and I've been, you know.
There's no reason why it can't happen.
Yeah. I've been asked why. People have asked me, why would you want to do that? Ugh. Why not? Why would I want to make money?
I mean, as long as we got the sponsors to supply the beer and the food, I'm down.
Yeah, I mean, if we can't do it on the air here, we'll figure out a way to do it.
Oh, we'll definitely figure it out.
We'll get away.
It's definitely happening. It is happening. Hey, don't go nowhere. We got more on the other side to close this baby out. It's the Wagon Wire.
Pick up the pieces.
put it together and get ready for your Sunday, baby. The Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. How do you listen to us? Love to hear how you listen to us. Do you listen to us on the app, or do you listen to us on these actual Horn airwaves? 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. Listen to us on Spotify, because that's where I'm at. When Jack emails me the podcast and stuff, I usually put them up on Spotify.
Usually.
Yeah.
You don't have
They're
to
always up on hornfm.com, though.
No, now they are. But for about 2 months, they weren't. For a long time, actually, they weren't.
Do you have to pay for Spotify to edit your stuff on Spotify? Or is that
no,
free?
You just got to... So you got to...
Have an RSS feed.
Yeah, that's
okay,
it.
That's
you
it.
Just basically just got to push out an RSS feed. So you got to go to like... So you got to pay for a SoundCloud subscription.
I don't do SoundCloud.
What do you use, Megaphone?
I use RSS.com.
Okay.
And
it's
I
free?
Just, it's like $10 a month, and it pushes you...
SoundCloud for $5 a month.
And there's an RSS feed on SoundCloud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, is that how you push out the Lone Star Lowdown?
No, RSS.com. Okay.
Well, now it's time that you get on SoundCloud.
We were on SoundCloud.
Well, now it's time to go back.
Maybe you're right. We made a lot of mistakes. Live near learn.
But you know what? Failing successfully and continuing your enthusiasm is, excuse me, failing. What is it?
Something about Abraham Lincoln failing having to fail 16 times.
Failing consistently.
All I know
and
is
continuing to be enthusiastic about it will give you success.
Thank you, Don Disco and Abraham Lincoln.
That's all I gotta say. Beef. Thank you, Beef. It's that proverb has stuck with me today. It really has. I mean, within 3 hours, it's still here. It'll probably be gone within an hour.
Beefsteak's a very good guy. I'm sure he lives by a lot of those.
100%.
He's got a lot of good little mantras.
The dude gave me a fancy knife one time, like just a Japanese knife. He was just like, thanks for doing the show. Here's a knife.
That's cool.
What did I get? Beefsteak? I brought you venison. He didn't show up one time. The Wags got it.
What happened?
Remember when I gave you that venison that
Dude,
one time?
I ate what you gave me last time.
That was delicious.
Excellent.
Yeah, that was all for beefsteak.
Oh, well. He didn't Thanks, show up Beef. One day. I appreciate it. That food was great.
we ate that live, didn't
you,
we?
You yeah. Should, you, no.
No.
No. I gave you like frozen
it was
venison.
Frozen.
It's probably still in your freezer.
Probably still in my car.
Oh, that's what that smell is. Dang.
That's why I'm sitting here going back trying to take this trip down memory lane. Did we eat it here? Because if we didn't,
I gave it to you here.
I don't think
it was frozen.
Yeah, it was frozen because I remember Ty was like, "I'm not sure you eat this."
I don't recall me putting it in my freezer. It's probably in my trunk.
There's no
way.
It
would be rancid.
Yeah, dude.
Speaking of rancid.
That's where they got their name from.
Maybe. I don't know, guys.
Leaving some meat in the back of a car.
Legalize it. It's got me on in the car. What else you got on in the car? You got us.
It.
It's a wee thing.
It's lit.
Thing. It ain't lit like it is down there in
did you like
College
the band,
Station.
Did you like the band Lit?
Yeah. Yeah. I like some of their songs.
I like the video with Pamela Anderson.
Oh.
That song is so funny to me. Miserable.
Yeah.
I don't think we could repeat the lyrics on the air, but they are great.
You got
How about this golf tournament today?
How about it?
Yeah,
I got a few minutes left. I got Roy.
Are you going to win? Are you going to win this thing? Tie for first.
I mean, dude, I just took a guy. I forgot his name already, but he's I have Lipsky. He's tied for the lead, but I have a guy that's one back, and it's $100. He's plus 3,000.
Jeez.
100 to 1.
He convinced me to put money on Lipsky, so I did. I'm hoping.
Ike wants to know what are we thinking about the 8.5 for tonight. We talked about it, man. We're going with the Heat. Heat and the points.
Let's go him. He's
Heat and the points.
I mean, in fairness, though, Ty did purchase up to what? Plus 10?
Yeah, I have both. I have 8.5 and
I have
10.
He's teasing up just a little bit. I think, Ike, I actually think that the Heat are good for it without having to shave. I think it's going to be a wrong
closer.
Team favored tonight.
All right.
Oh,
I'll remember that.
I don't know about that.
You know how I get sometimes, guys.
Miami's been doing it all play. They've been winning.
It's not an emotional thing here. It's the numbers are looking decent for me here. The numbers are looking decent.
Where are these numbers?
So the numbers are that Jimmy Buckets has been missing his shots. They've been getting decent looks. The basket
so they're going
just
in
hasn't
tonight.
Been falling.
So what's more
they're
important? What's more important
like
in this situation?
Numbers.
Is it the home dog or the road dogs?
I'm glad you're able to pull that off the spreadsheet in front of you.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
Perfect.
Going by the numbers.
I'm curious. You see, I'm curious.
Oh, man. This has been a fun show.
It's always a fun show.
See, they don't see all the graphs and all the maps that we have on
the
walls.
No, that's
here.
What I'm saying. So, like, when the streaming gets up, when do we get the streaming back up, Ty? When will they allow me to have my show?
You know how to operate Twitch, right?
Yeah.
Just make an overlay and send it to me.
Dude, so I said, hey, why? You know, what if I brought my own computer in here and my camera in here, too, to run another line? Because it would be pretty easy. I've done contract work. I can run another service line out here.
They're like, no. I think Dave would be very against that.
That's exactly what happened. It was against it. Yeah. It would be an easy thing to do.
I mean, but I got maybe get him. Maybe if you brought him the equipment, he would be comfortable with him setting it up. But we have the Twitch cameras. We can get that going.
We'll
get that
going next capability, week. Yes, to do it.
I'll talk to Derek Cohen, who's in charge of that. Well, he might be listening right now. Because
people want to see what we go through.
Yeah, man. Like, honestly, I'm like the Miss Frizzle of this show. I'm always dressed, like, for the occasion.
It would just be you two and Jack. I wouldn't be on camera. But
we'll get you on camera. I got multiple cams at the house.
You get enough of me during the week.
Miami up 3-1 on Louisiana and Coral Gables.
How about
early
that?
In that game, by the way.
How about
Texas
that?
Baseball.
Thank you, Jack.
Thanks for that update. 5 p.m. 5 p.m. today. East or Central Time.
Yes, that hit on the horn.
That will be on the horn.
Anyway, idea who's pitching?
Craig.
Who's pitching?
I'll be here. I don't know. I mean, LBJ was lights out. Gordon was lights out. I don't know who our third guy is. It's been different all year.
It's been shaky. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm excited. I'll be watching that. I'll be watching NASCAR at 2:30.
Were you surprised with the outcome last night?
No. Come on. I've told you my policy on being a Texas fan. You never
you
think
win
we're going to lose.
Game. No, I understand
you,
that.
Any
I like
loss
that.
Is a disappointment.
It's basically the Dallas Cowboys mantra.
Right.
Yeah, but it's more scary. But it's more important when it comes to Texas.
Yeah.
100%.
He bleeds that burn.
You don't bet scary. With that heart, do you?
Yeah, he does.
I did last night.
He does. He makes mistakes. You know
what
they say.
On that parlay, when I saw like the Miami and the Florida.
What?
Texas taking on Miami, taking down Miami and the Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
Like,
that's asking a little too much there.
That was tough. That's a tough hill, man.
Yeah.
Steep.
Well,
but you're the guy that gets it.
It's Witt. I forgot he's healthy.
Oh, he'll probably only need to go maximum of 2-3 innings again. Unless that pitch count's gone up.
Anything that
hell yeah, Tanner Witt. Let's go. Hook 'em horns. Classic. Get that dub.
Watching these NFL classics right now, man. And there is
this Super Bowl. This is the one where the Steelers win.
You hate every Steelers Super Bowl though, don't you?
I mean, as a Cowboys fan, I do, but the only ones that the Cowboys played them in, they'd lost both, so I'm just like, can't stand the Pittsburgh Steelers from the 70s especially.
We didn't get into our fantasy football talk. We'll get into that next week. Bijan Robinson in all of my leagues for Dynasty, and he is projected as the number 3 running back so far going into this.
Yeah, that's going to last one game.
Bro, like he hadn't even taken a snap yet. You know what I mean? And we got him so projected so high. Like, hype is real. All right, guys, thank you to Al Walsh for coming on and being a guest on the show. The obligatory go-to, Bayon's own Al Walsh. Thank you guys for listening. As always, Ty, Smash, and Jack, thanks for making this one hell of a show. And guys, thank you guys out there as well that listen to it in our Fairburg. You guys know the drill. Enjoy the ride.